Today's words of wisdom will be presented in Slovenian and English with subtitles in English, Arabic, Chinese, Aulaxese or Vietnamese, French, German, Hebrew, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Italian, Korean, Persian, Polish, Portuguese, Romanian, Russian, Slovenian, Spanish, Punjabi, and Thai.
Republika Slovenija leži v srcu Evrope in premore prelepo in izredno raznoliko površje ter podzemlje. Umeščena je med Alpe na severu in Mediteran na jugu, pokrita z bujnimi gozdovi in številnimi kraškimi jamami. Dežela je prava mešanica vsega lepega na svetu. Dežela iz knjige pravljic.
V Sloveniji lahko najdete nekaj krajev osupljive lepote. Znana je po škocijanskih jamah, ki so na seznamu svetovne dediščine UNESCO in premorejo Cerkvenikov most, naravni most, ki se vzpenja skoraj 50 metrov visoko, po Postojnski jami z njeno človeško ribico in prestolnici Ljubljani, ki jo opisujejo kot živahno in prepolno ostanin zadnjih 5000 letih.
Med svojo turnejo leta 1999, ko je predavala v 18 evropskih državah na željo po duhovnosti kopernečih ljudi, je najvišja mojstrica Čenghaj sprejela povabilo blagoslovljene slovenske dežele. Kasneje je takole izpovedala svoje iskrene misli o slovenskih ljudeh.
The Slovenian people are very pure. I like them very much. It's the first time in Slovenia, but it's made a very good impression.
And then suddenly Ljubljana, and when you were there, we were just so happy to feel the whole atmosphere all over the Slovenia.
Najvišja mojstrica Čenghaj se je vrnila v očarljivo republiko leta 2007, da bi osebno podelila nagrado za sijajno vodenje sveta tedajnemu predsedniku Drnovšku, za njegovo razsvetljeno vodenje svoje dežele, kot tudi za svetovna humanitarna prizadevanja. Februarja 2008 je najvišja mojstrica Čenghaj odložila vse svoje številne obveznosti in odpotovala v slovensko prestolnico, da bi se pridružila ljudstvu pri slovesu od njihovega drugega predsednika, dr. Janeza Drnovška. Med svojim kratkim bivanjem se je najvišja mojstrica Čenghaj srečala s predstavniki medijev, kot tudi dobrodelnih skupin in javnih uradnikov. Pri tem je tudi podarila 20.000 evrov v podporo Valdorski šoli in fundaciji za pomoč otrokom.
In zdaj vam z veseljem predstavljamo sledeči intervju z naslovom Moramo biti resnični ljudje med najvišjo mojstrico Čenghaj in gospo Katarino Trontelj, pisateljico za žensko revijo Ona in revijo za duhovno rast Aura.
If we are human, then we have love, mm-hmm. Yeah? We have knowledge of heaven, mm-hmm. And we have compassion.
Why do you think compassion is something so rare and hard for some people? Like, everybody is talking about compassion, a lot of people is talking about it, but actually a lot of people just can't really express.
You see, we all have it. It's just that some people decide to develop it, to go with it, to express it all out. Some people somehow choose not to, for protecting themselves because they think that is better for their survival. If they push somebody else down and step on him and to go up higher, that will be better for them. But whatever better in this life is only ephemeral, temporary anyway. So we always have to choose the way of heaven, the way of love. That's the only choice we should make, even if it costs our lives. You know, everybody worships Jesus, mm-hmm. We have to emulate him. Everybody pray to Buddha, but we just have to emulate the Buddha. They are here for us to follow their example. Of course, we worship them for sure because they're worthy. But they're not coming here actually, really, for the sake of that we worship them, but to show us the way to be a true human, to be truly children of God. Because we are children of God. Everybody told us that. Jesus told you that. Muhammad told us that. Buddha told us that. Nobody tell us that you are bad, you are evil or anything. They all say, you are just like me, you are children of God. Or I am the Buddha, you will be the Buddha. You are the Buddha, you forget. Now I show you how to remember your Buddha self. Jesus say, what I can do, you can do. You are all my father's children. Nobody look down upon us and tell us that we are something else. We are children of God. Then we have to act like one, no? You think the children of God would go around killing another child of God? Or another being that made from God, like animals, the weak and the defenseless? That's not children of God, see? Destroying nature, killing others, is not children of God behavior. You say it. Some of us act less than human. That's not worthy, okay? To be worthy is that. Yeah, to have compassion and show it. Don't be afraid of losing even your life. Because Jesus had told us, no? I'm not just Christian, I'm not advertising for Christian here. But since everybody knows the Bible, I cite it, no? Whoever forsake his life will gain eternal kingdom of God. Gain eternal life. Whoever cling to it will lose it. See, so we should even honor the creation of God, even at the cost of our lives. But most the time we do the opposite. Heaven is always forgiving, but there is the law in the universe that whatever you sow, so shall you reap. You plant an apple, you get apple fruit. You plant an orange, you get orange. You plant a thorny bush, you will have picky thorny bush. Just the physical law. Just like the law in our country. Even the president loves everybody. But if we don't act according to the law, then the police will get you, not the president. The president can say, no, I love him, that guy, he's okay. But the police will just act out the law of the country. See, there are two law in the universe, the law of love and the law of retribution. The law of love is all compassion, all forgiving us. But we have to turn back to that law, you see? Because if we continue to do the things that it violating the law of retribution, I mean, as you sow, so shall you reap, then we have to reap the bad contribution of it. But if we follow the law of heaven, you see, every master told you we are already what to do. Do not kill. Do not steal. Yeah? Do not covet neighbor's wife or property. Do not tell the untruth. Love thy neighbor. You see all that? We have to do that. Otherwise, what kind of human are we? Even animals, they don't go out and mass killing for no reason.
You teach people a certain way of meditation, right?
Yes.
Could you tell us something about that? I know this is something that's hard to tell.
Experience.
If it's possible, you know, in few words.
Something about the initiation and the initiation. Actually, I don't teach people. Just get out of the word teaching out of your mind. I don't teach people, okay? But they call me teacher, master, it's just the way of the world. They do that. You know, since ancient time, people call somebody who teaches something a teacher or master, something like that. So they call me teacher, master, and the supreme teaching and all that. But I don't really teach people. You know why? Because you have it. Whatever I have, or whatever I show it to you, or reminding you, it's all yours. I can't teach you anything that you don't have. So what I do is just to show you where is it that your treasure, where is your greatness? Because everybody heard from the Bible that know you not that you are the children of God and the Holy Spirit dwells within you. The kingdom of God is inside you. Buddha nature is within you. You're born with Buddha nature. You're born with God quality, etc., etc., yeah? Mm-hmm. And you are the children of God. So where can we find that? How do we remember that? So I just show you how. That's all. Mm-hmm. I don't teach.
Mm-hmm.
How can I teach?
A child of God. Because a child of God means he has everything.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we can only be maximum equal. Yeah, or minimum equal. I'm not teaching anybody, truly. And besides, whatever I tell them is nothing new. The elders have been saying the millions of years, Jesus already telling thousands of years, Buddha already told it, Lao Tzu, Kong Tzu already say thousands of years already, Confucius and all that. Mm-hmm. Nothing new. I just revive it. I explain it mm-hmm. where they don't understand. For example, if somebody reads some Bible sentence and they don't understand it. And I just explain to them because I understand. Mm-hmm. And after they meditate for a while, after initiation, they will understand it themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So most of the time we just read books together, you know, laugh or tell jokes. The beginners, sometimes they come and ask questions. Mm-hmm. Master, oh, I've seen Jesus yesterday and he told me this, told me that. Is that real? Or, you know, I say, if you feel good afterward, you feel blessed, then it's real.
Mm-hmm.
No need to ask me, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Like if you're visited by your lover and you feel accelerating, then he's real, no? He cannot be illusional. You can hug him, yeah.
That's true. But there's one thing that we learned in our schools.
Yes.
To use our mind.
Yes.
And our mind is full of doubt.
Yes,
so,
that's the trouble.
Yeah, so we question. We learned that we have to question anything.
Yes, it's true.
And if it comes from spiritual world,
yes.
it's unusual, so we ask questions, wow, am I hallucinating or
yes,
is it
it's
true?
Yeah. Okay.
So it is sometimes hard to distinguish what is true.
Yes.
Yeah, because our mind here...
No, you should question.
The way
you should question.
Yeah.
The question in mind is a problem, but it's a help. Because if you don't question, then you will just believe anything anybody tells to you, and it's sometimes it's not true. But I don't just tell people, I show them the proof.
Mm-hmm.
For example, I say, look, I know you have $10 in your pocket. And you say, I don't believe you. I say, here, put your hand in there, and there you are, you have $10. You see,
uh-huh.
I talk about the kingdom of God.
Mm-hmm.
I show it to them
mm-hmm.
in vision.
Yeah.
I say, the kingdom of God inside you, I show it to them.
So they can feel it?
Not feeling, seeing. Feeling also, of course, after you see heaven or you see the light of God.
You experience it.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
So everything that's said in the Bible, like sometimes St. John hear the trumpet in the from heaven,
mm-hmm.
or hear the sound of many water, or some saints see the bush of fire, or the light of God, or hear God talking, all that is stated in the Bibles, or in the mm-hmm. Buddhist scripture, or in Hindu scripture. All that is true, and I can prove it, because it's in you. You have it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And you just pay attention elsewhere. Worry too much, money, children, house. Of course we have to do that. But don't forget the important thing, because without that we will be forever lost.
Mm-hmm.
With the remembering of our wisdom and the kingdom of God, we can take care of the world better.
Mm-hmm.
You see, Dr. Donavchek, he's so spiritual, he's so inside.
Mm-hmm.
That's why he's so smart.
Mm-hmm.
He gets smarter all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You see? And he's so beloved. Something in him, people love him.
Mm-hmm.
That's the light in him that already he sees.
Mm-hmm.
And the last word he say, I'm not afraid of death, I'm ready. Because there's only connection with the divine, there's nothing there to fear. See, he's so connected.
Yeah.
That's why he's so great. See, we have to be connected again. We have to be our real self again. We have to look at our real self. And not this body and not the brain that we've been learning all the things good or bad in the world. We are not only that.
Mm-hmm.
We are the children of God, the light, the infinite light, infinite wisdom.
How do we raise our children so that they will develop their compassion and they will not...
Get them initiated.
Who they are.
Get them so-called initiated. Actually, there's no initiation, there's no baptism, there's just the looking inward. to know your real self, that's all. There's no really ritual, nothing. It's just because of the language of the world, I have to say, I teach you this, I show you that, I give you initiation. Otherwise, what do you say? You just come here and nothing. No, just tell people what first, and then they, okay, that's what I like. And then they come, and then they listen to what I tell them, then they can see their own light. And they'll be wiser and wiser every day.
Mm-hmm. Could you explain a little bit what is initiation about? What does it mean?
Yes, okay.
What do you actually do while you initiate a person?
Oh, nothing. I don't even have to be there.
What are the changes in a person?
Oh, okay.
Before
you probably have to ask.
After
you probably have asked one of those guys that's sitting over there. The proof is better than the talk. You tell him something, what changed your life? There are many out there, some out there. You can ask them maybe better, whether they have changed their life. Of course they have changed for the better. That you ask them, huh? Okay, but I can tell you a little bit, you know. Of course, when you awaken your own wisdom, then you are more clever, no?
Mm.
And when you're really more clever, you can see things clearer. And you, of course, you will have love for all creation of God. Just automatic.
Mm.
Just like you suddenly realize maybe you got sick, huh? And you lost your memory for somehow. You don't realize this is your son, this is your daughter. Suddenly you forgot them.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't care about them, you know. Whoever take care of them, you don't care. But then one day you remember somehow. Someone help you, give you medicine, or as time has come that you remember, oh, this is my son, oh my God, come back here. I will take care of you. I make up for you, I protect you, no?
Mm-hmm.
The same. After you awaken, you see all people, all animals, are your children, your family members. You love them so much. There's
what
no word to express.
What is actually...
Awaken people?
What is that that power that...
God power.
That reawakens people.
God power.
Directly?
Yes.
So does it come through you, or you just help a person to get ready?
No, he has it. He has it all the time. I told you the $10 in your pocket.
Mm-hmm.
He's just too busy. He forgot.
Mm-hmm.
Too busy, oh, running from one job to another. Too busy do this. Everything is so important in this world, you know.
Mm-hmm.
What to wear. Of course you can have all that. But the main point is God's power. It's your great self.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody forget. It's very easy to remember. You just have to commit inside. You say, okay, I really want to know myself again now. I really want to know God. Truly, I want it. Then it will happen.
Mm.
Of course, I will show them how.
The very important thing is actually that people come to the point where they decide.
Yes.
With their own.
Right.
Will, their own decision. That
right.
What are they good? That, okay, it's enough.
That's
now
it.
I want to be God's child and work like that.
That's it. That's it. That's the time. That's it. Enough is enough. Now I want to go back home.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to know God. I want to know my real self. And nothing can stop them then.
Yeah.
No turning back.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. But if they're not ready, even if I give them the gift of awakening, if I help them to do it, to see themselves, they still don't care. And later they will forget it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And they will go back to the same darkness before.
Mm-hmm.
No more light. No more improvement,
mm-hmm.
same like before, or just a little bit more than before, mm-hmm. but less. Just the inside decision,
mm-hmm.
that's what I said. We have to decide, just like for the environment and the planet. Now we just all have to decide that. That's it, now I'm going to do something,
mm-hmm.
whatever it takes. Even if animals eating is not a sin, even if it's not, for the sake of compassion, we should stop eating them and
mm-hmm.
torturing them for any reason at all.
Mm-hmm.
Even if eating animal doesn't harm our environment or our health, we should stop it because for love,
mm-hmm.
protection of the weak and the helpless.
Mm-hmm.
We're so big and powerful, we can find anything to eat. Why do we have to kill a little thing like that to
mm-hmm.
eat? Huh? They're not our size even.
Yeah.
Some are so small and helpless, and they have children, they have feeling even. That's the thing about awakening. Afterward,
you can feel what the chicken feel
mm.
without losing your humanity.
You will be more human.
Mm-hmm.
You will know everything. That's why you love everything. You will treat the earth with respect. You know, even now, I'm telling you the truth, even cutting vegetable for me is very sensitive already.
Mm-hmm.
I have to do it sometimes to show some people how to cook easy, because at least the plant, they don't have pain, physical pain, mm-hmm. like we do, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And we ask them to give permission, mm-hmm. yeah? That's okay, yeah? The plant, they can grow again. If you cut one branch, they grow 3-4 branches. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they need it. Like you trim the tree so they grow stronger.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then it's good, excusable.
Mm-hmm.
Yes? But even then, I cannot go out in the garden now, in this stage of my knowing, to cut anything,
mm-hmm.
any plant, any grass, without feeling a tingle in my heart.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot do it. Do you understand me?
Yeah, understand.
Just plant grass, yes.
Yeah.
And even a vegetable already cut in the supermarket.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I cut to show some cooking. I feel like I don't want to do it already. Mm-hmm. Even plant, even already cut.
Mm-hmm.
You just feel you're one with everything. And everything you destroy, you feel like destroying you.
Mm-hmm.
But of course there is a difference between cutting a piece of your hair, then cutting a piece of your finger, you see?
Mm-hmm.
So killing animal is like cutting your fingers.
Mm-hmm.
Killing plant or cutting plant for the sake of, well, we have to eat something to survive. Just like cutting your hair.
Mm-hmm.
See what I mean? So this we can afford to sacrifice.
Mm-hmm.
Even then, I don't feel easy doing it now.
Mm-hmm.
I get more and more sensitive.
Mm-hmm.
So now I can't even go out, take the plant or cut the flower. No,
mm-hmm.
I can't. Without feeling bad, I just won't do it anymore. I can't do it.
Mm.
Yes.
I would like to ask you one little bit more personal question.
Oh, anything.
When did you feel what is your path in life?
When, huh?
Yeah. When in your life? How did it come to you?
Okay. It's probably come a little late, but I have been questioning all my life, you know. Ever since I know what to think, how to think already, I guess teenage already begin to thinking what is about this life and what for I live here, you know, for what reason. And then I get older, the question get more intense. I just have to find out. It's just like you say, when we should decide it, that's it. It's not just about this life that I'm worried or I'm interested about something else. It just grow in you.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot just ignore it.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe some people try to ignore it. A lot of people have this question, they just try to ignore it.
Mm-hmm.
Or they're too busy and they say, oh, never mind, nonsense, what for, I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
Just live today, don't care tomorrow. But many people have the question, why we are here? And what else should we do?
Mm-hmm.
Except just earn money, raise children and work, you know, 8-10 hours a day. Is there anything else? You know? So that's when you should listen inside and decide, okay, that's something else I really want to know. Not just questioning in a dream or wondering here and there, but I am really to want to know that. And that's when
mm-hmm.
you should find a friend or a guy who knows already his inside
mm-hmm.
to tell you how.
Mm-hmm. So did you have some significant teachers in your life?
I have many. Everything, I was young, I already visit temples, you know, and church, and I search out, I ask questions already
mm-hmm.
at the tender age of 7-9, you know. And then slowly I found this master and that master, and they answer me a couple of questions at a time. Some master, some teacher are very enlightened.
Mm-hmm.
And through their help, their blessing, I get